Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The Hillsborough County Emergency Policy Group voted 5-3 this hour to consider a mandatory mask ordinance on Monday. During the meeting, Mayor Jane Castor announced that the city of Tampa would be under a mandatory mask policy, but she did not say when it would begin. Pinellas County is also considering a mask ordinance. Health experts say wearing a face covering in public is one of the best ways to control the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, Florida has set yet another record for new positive coronavirus cases. 3,207 new cases were confirmed in the last day, shattering a record set Tuesday. Even though the Tampa Bay area accounts for 13% of Florida's population, about one-fifth of the new cases are here. The two largest counties in our area also set single-day record highs for new coronavirus cases today, Hillsborough with 337 and Pinellas with 203. Models predict danger ahead for Florida. One model suggests more than 18,000 Floridians could die from COVID-19 by October. Some of the major hotspots for coronavirus cases in Florida are in jails and prisons, so State Representative Diane Hart has asked Governor Ron DeSantis and State Department of Corrections Secretary Mark Inch to release inmates who are at high risk for COVID-19. I asked Hart, who is a Democrat from Tampa, whether it's a safety risk to release prisoners to the public.
It will be a public risk, I believe, if we're releasing murderers who had 20 more years to go on their sentence and they've not been conformed at all, not been rehabilitated. That's not what I am asking him to do. If you remember, I had House Bill 189, which was a game time bill. You release those folk, first time nonviolent offenders who are in that high risk category. We could even do that. But we've got to take a look at our most vulnerable population and figure it out. If you're not going to release them, then hey, let's clean out a facility somewhere and put all of our sickest people together someplace that we can make sure that they're kept safe. But I'm not saying just release anybody. I mean, you know, of course, you've got to pay attention to their record, the disciplinary action as they've been locked up. We have people who've not gotten DRs in 15, 20 years. I visit them all the time. So I know that there are some very sick people that we could possibly release from our facilities.
What's the response been when you've asked the Secretary of Corrections or your response from the governor?
Well, the governor did not respond to me at all, either time. The last letter that Congresswoman Kathy Castor and I, along with some other legislators, sent over, the governor's response in his next press conference was, nobody will be released from Florida prisons early. So I'm like, okay, talking to me. This time, I've not yet heard from him. When I talk to the Department of Corrections, they will tell me, Rep, we're doing everything we can to keep people safe. Please refer all families back to our page and they will be able to see exactly what we're doing. Well, we're doing all we can to stay safe out here and it's not really working. And I know that we have one of the worst medical providers in the country in Centurion in our facilities. So how am I to feel good about this when I couldn't get people who were sick prior to COVID to get seen like they should? So you know how I'm feeling, having visited 55 facilities, having to walk those halls, talk to those folk who were sick. And now you tell me, oh, don't worry, we're doing everything we can, and we're doing it according to the Department of Health, really. So I should be excited about it, but I'm not.
That's State Representative Diane Hart. You can watch much more of this interview. It's on our website, WMNF.org. Florida's Agency for Healthcare Administration is reporting that fewer than one in four intensive care unit beds is still available statewide. The potential shortage of ICU beds is especially risky for people 65 and older who are most likely to require intensive care treatment if they contract the virus that causes COVID-19. Meanwhile, New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's considering ordering a quarantine for travelers who come to New York from Florida. Pasco County released plans today to give parents a choice of three options for students when classes resume in August. Students can opt to either attend classes in person on campus with a standard school schedule, or enroll in live online classes interacting with teachers on a standard school schedule, or another online option in which students study at their own pace and contact teachers as needed. There's more information on the Pasco School's website. And the Citrus County District released a plan that gives families two choices. Students can either return to school campuses for in-person instruction with enhanced health and safety precautions in place, or enroll in Citrus Virtual School full-time for the semester. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy with overnight low temperatures in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.